I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. And that was to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Coming to you live all over this country, coast to coast, thanks to Gab Networks, Westwood One. We'd also like to thank Aftermath.fm for broadcasting the show in stereo, and TalkStream Live as a repeater. TalkStreamLive.com is a place to go to listen to the program. We got radio stations that are linked on TalkStream Live. And we're also the number 5 most listened to show on TalkStream Live, or TalkStream Live has actually taken a tally, and you can listen by phone by going to 717-734-6922. That's 717-734-6922. Technology is amazing, isn't it? It's just so many things. I mean, we got aftermath.media where you can go and you can subscribe to the podcasts there. It's like $4.99 for the shows, $9.99 for the documents, the library, the news aggregator, the chat, get your own website you can play on, your own little playground. $9.99 gets you that. I was discussing this with my friend today, and he just signed up for a year's subscription to Aftermath, which is about $79.99 or something. He said it's cheaper. He says that way he doesn't have to worry about, having money being taken out of his account every month. I mean, everybody has their own way of doing this. And, technology has been like on my mind now. Well, just before we talked about the nanotechnologies that may be in these vaccines that Anthony Patch was talking about, and the patents and all this stuff, and about control and having an idea of what you're doing because they have the nanotechnology inside of you. They know if you're sick, they know if you're doing this, they track you, that kind of thing. And I wanted to do a show that would bridge over from Friday to today. The only thing I can think of is the technology. The idea, I realized that technology, as you know, it's growing at an exponential rate. It's happening so fast that we have not even taken the time to look back at the history of some of our technology and how it came to be. Take the smartphone, for example. In the 1990s, the first smart or mobile phones were bulky. Remember, you don't go back to those old shows. I don't know why I was watching Saved by the Bell the other day. I think I was watching Peacock, and it came on. I thought, okay, I'll watch it. And so, and Screech, he has, one of those huge honking phones in his ear. That was a mobile phone. It was huge, okay? And that was back in the 1990s. The first smart mobile phones, bulky. And then, of course, then came the cell phone reduced down to about the size of a bar of soap or like a Nokia phone. Nokia phones were not very long at all. And they, clipped really well, and they fit in your hand like a bar of soap. And these were typical cell phones. They call them burners now. But yeah, typical cell phone. I had one of those for the longest time. I didn't want to graduate to a bigger phone. I had one of those little tiny phones. My friend Dave, he had the same problem. He's an older guy. He's older than me, and he didn't want to break up with his phone. And so these typical cell phones, they did the job. They had limited access to things like email and internet. You didn't think you want to use anything else. But in order to facilitate demand for internet access and social media, smartphones were upgraded. And it was about 2015 when we started moving closer and closer to, where we are now. I mean, by 2018, smartphones became even more advanced. So you're looking at, but every 3 years, we're seeing an advancement in how the phones are. And I'm sure that, probably next year, the end of 2020, beginning of 2021, barring some unforeseen accident, like maybe a cyber attack or something, we may be seeing ourselves exponentially growing some more. And a lot of people, of course, see the advancements in screen quality on these phones, the ease of access and convenience. We're also seeing, 5G systems being, brought on board now for faster downloads. And so you have all these apps and you have all this technology in your own little hand. But there's another advancement. There's another advancement that most people are not even aware of. And it's been programmed in everyone who uses the smartphone. And that is the advancement of what is called kinesthetic programming, which aids in what is called synthetic telepathy. Now, smartphone has taught us a simple programming mechanism for the brain. It's put us in this habit of think, tap, receive. Okay? You think about something, you tap on the phone, you receive the information. Think, tap, receive. It's an exercise that eventually will become a mental imperative. It's like think, tap, receive. I think people are already doing that now. Think, tap, receive. Think, tap, receive. It's like brushing your teeth or automatically using a car signal to make a turn. I mean, think, tap, receive is eventually going to lead to think, look, tap, receive, or look, tap, receive, or eventually just getting messages directly fired into the neural network of the brain where you're going to tap a part of your temple or tap your jaw, you know, tap part of your skull, and then you'll hear a voice through technology that sends a message through your lower mandible into your skull. Now, we've seen this all before in science fiction, right? The idea, I mean, you know, in Star Trek, they tap their breast and they get a message by tapping the little A on their breast, right? Or the little, you know, the Federation symbol. So you tap that little astro symbol or whatever it is. It was click, click, and you get to talk. Or they had the communicator that was like a little smartphone. Remember that? And they talk. But now you no longer have to do that because there was an idea, a concept. It was called, I believe, the Cerebrum Communicator. And it was in a movie called The President's Analyst. And it had James Coburn in it. And there was a company called TPC, the Cerebrum Communicator Company. And they created a microelectric device that can communicate wirelessly with any cerebrum communicator in the world. It was attached to the head. Once implanted in the brain, the user, you know, got to get an implant, of course. Got to get that nanotech or that little chip or whatever it is. And once it was implanted in the brain, the user just needed to think of a number, okay? A number or a color or a person or someone they needed to reach or whatever. And immediately, you got what you wanted, which eliminated the need for a phone. You don't need wires. You don't need, you know, expensive to maintain wired infrastructure. It's like the IOC, Internet of Things. There you go, right? The IoT, the Internet of Things, not the IOC, the IoT. So this type of technology could be used to send telepathic commercials or thoughts. And what would that be is that, like, you're walking along and all of a sudden you get a suggestion, hey, you want to go to McDonald's, get a Big Mac and a filet of fish, and it's only going to cost you a buck. So McDonald's would send you a message about a value deal on, you know, Big Mac or whatever around lunchtime. Starbucks would send you a mental treat receipt, reminding you that after 2 p.m., you could have a delicious latte for a pick-me-up, and it'll only cost you $2. You know, walk in and say, hey, I got your treat receipt right here in my head. Click, click, you touch on the head. Immediately, you know the numbers because it's being beamed into your head. So this technology exists in the form of voice-to-skull technology. It already exists, okay? And we've talked about this for many years. There was something called the neurophone technology, and that was using microwave tech that can generate artificial telepathy. And you know, some people call it artificial schizophrenia or political control technology. There are various ways they call it, but it's neurophone, voice-to-skull technology. And neurophone is not really a phone, but it's like a biohack for the brain. It's a, you know, you get this handheld device, basically emits a subtle ultrasonic frequency to create a left-right brain synchronization through two transducers, and then you just apply it to the forehead. Basically, it's a mind control device. It was inspired by an old science fiction novel. It was there was a movie, it wasn't a movie. It was 1911. There was this book by Hugo Gernsback, and it was called Ralph 124C4 Plus. That was the name of the book. And what it had in it was this sleep learning device called the hypnobioscope. Hypnobioscope is what they called it, or hypnobioscope. I say hypnobioscope, but it was a hypnobioscope. And this guy named Patrick Flanagan had this idea after reading this Hugo Gernsback book in 1911. The book is from 1911. We have that book, by the way, in aftermath.media. It's 1911's Hugo Gernsback's book, The Father. Basically, he was called the Father of Science Fiction at the time, but it was called Ralph 124C4 Plus. Ralph 124C4 Plus, right now in aftermath.media. You can just sign up and read this if you'd like. But it just talks about this neurophone. And Patrick Flanagan was the guy that came up with the neurophone. And this guy Gernsback, at the time, read that he had created this book, thanked him and said, hey, here's my blessing. You invented this from a science fiction book. You know, it's amazing. So the Neurophone that was invented by Patrick Flanagan was worn on your head while you were sleeping, and basically it had an audio jack where you could connect sound, you know, from your stereo, from your radio. And what it gave you was it gave you auditory learning while you're unconscious, literally programming the brain in dream time. You know, the subliminal, you know, listening to subliminal tapes, you've seen those before where you listen to them, they go, lose weight. You're good looking. You feel good. And it's underneath all this bad Carpenters music or whatever. That is basically the same thing, except it's directly right into your brain, programming your brain in real time, right there. So Neurophones, they're available commercially, but the idea of answering a cell phone in your head is not commercially available yet, really. But there is new technology available that can beam songs directly into your skull, okay? I read about this yesterday. I mean, this is the same technology they use to harass people and gang stalk them through synthetic telepathy. It's the same technology, and it's now on the market commercially. I'll tell you about that coming up on Ground Zero. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.